Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to the shortest after-hours show in the history of WGN and probably in the history of radio. I tried to substitute all week from 6 to 10 for Bob Surratt. It was a very interesting week. And during this week, I had on my friend Ray Long, who has written one of the finest political books in the history of this crazy political time. We were going to do an hour tonight. We were gonna put that off, Ray, for a couple weeks because I'm so desperate to get you in here and talk about Mike Madigan today. Let's talk. You got a fantastic and, to my mind, kind of almost frightening story on the front page of the Sunday Tribune, don't you?
Well, thank you, Rick. Thanks again for having me here. Yeah, we've got a story on the page one today that just tells about how then Speaker Michael Madigan was willing to work with ComEd and try to get a couple of his cronies on the payroll. One former alderman, Mike Zalewski of the 23rd Ward, right next to his, mm-hmm. and a guy named Juan Ochoa, who used to be the McPeer chief. And so while he was pushing for that, he was also green lighting to ComEd's lobbyists that, hey, you can go ahead and kill the pro-consumer legislation for low-income electricity users that his daughter, Lisa Madigan, the attorney general, was pushing.
I know this makes it some like that's some modern day version of King Lear or something. You know, that's a sad part. From, you know, Lisa, you know, did not run for senator, and she might have won because in respect of her dad's position, and everyone, you know, they still are probably very tight, Ray. And, you know, who knows, Ray?
Oh, yeah.
Who knows how that relationship works? But that gave it a real kind of Shakespearean edge for me.
Right.
I have to believe, Ray Long, that nothing about the indictment or nothing that you might hear that is not in the indictment about Mike Madigan can surprise you at this point, can it?
Well, you know, I guess after years of investigating him and never being able to show that he crossed lines, at least clear enough for anything that would get him in trouble, to see him lined up here in the indictments with allegations over and over of different events that allege he did cross the line, that was somewhat surprising, even though I just kept investigating him over the years.
The timing of this book is to my mind remarkable. It's serendipity. The book is the house. It is the house that Madigan built, the record run of Chicago's Illinois Velvet Hammer, and as all of you know, that record run is stopped when he quit and is now running on a very, very potentially bumpy and pothole-filled road. What's always occurred to me, Ray Long, about Mike Madigan is that he was not a warm guy in the way that we think of someone like, you know, a pally kind of guy like George Ryan, for instance. You know, there was nothing.
Right.
You know, put his arm around your. Mike Madigan ever put his arm around your shoulder?
No, I can't think of any time like that. He was not a backslapper or that kind of politician. He was one who calculated stuff out, sent his troops out to do a lot of hard lifting, and sent them into kind of fanatical fury to drum up votes in the ward and elsewhere.
Yeah, you've known and covered over the years a lot of politicians. I have too, a few, nothing close to what you have done, but Mike Madigan has, to my mind, been among the most intriguing politicians, and you explain some of that, so much of that, in the house that Madigan built, why he does it. One of the hallmarks of this book, Ray, is that you don't go back to, you know, it's five chapters about his childhood or anything,
right?
Which I think is so. You might have been told that by these lovely guys at the University of Illinois Press who I met at your book party. I think that is so wise. You concentrate on Madigan and what he did, which makes this book literally essential reading for anyone in Illinois. It makes it essential reading. I hope this book is taught in political science classes for the next 50 years across this country. My last question, and again, in a couple weeks when the show is back at its full strength, you will be on for an hour at least, and we can really get into the weeds on this thing because the weeds are fascinating. How was your book party? This is your first book, and couple of days ago you had your first book party at the Billy Goat. How was it?
Yeah, it was fantastic. I saw a lot of good friends, a lot of really big reporters and editors who stopped by from all types of different walks of life. I even had one guy who was a colleague of mine from Peoria Journal Star days. He's now in St. Louis, and he drove up for it. So that was great, too. So
what I care about is that you sold all the books. Ray, give me a couple of weeks. You'll be back when After Hours is at full strength, and we'll talk at length about this amazing book, The House That Madigan Built, The Record Run of Illinois' Velvet Hammer. Thanks, Ray, for a short interview.
Thank you, Rick.
We will do one at length. And thank you all for listening to the shortest After Hours show in the history of WGN.